Is it you? Just as the bugs were about to chomp on him for the second time, he dove through the thick ring of smoke that surrounded the fire. From outside the smoke ring, he heard the sound of coughing, and then the noise of a swarm of bugs moving far, far away. Drew looked into the flames. The brightness hurt his eyes, especially after being so long in the dark. He rubbed them, trying to get them to adjust, but all he could see was the outline of something moving towards him.
"Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. You saved me from those terrible, moaning, stiff-legged creatures who wanted to suck my blood and..."
"Wait a minute. Those weren't pterodactyls. Those were mosquitoes. Zombie mosquitoes." Drew squinted. A short figure appeared, but he still couldn't make out what it was.
"Who are you? Let me shake your hand so I can thank you. If it wasn't for you, I would have been turned into a zombie."
He thought for a second. "Not that being a zombie is a bad thing. I mean, I don't even know what a zombie is. Only that Aunt Sadie says it's bad. Then again, my Aunt Sadie says a lot of things are bad. Like roller skating on the table, and using Meowsy to dust the furniture, and eating an entire birthday cake at once." He held his stomach, which made a rumbly, sour sound. "Normally I'd disagree with her, but I think she has a point with that last one." The figure moved closer and closer, slowly coming into focus. Drew rubbed his eyes once more and stared in disbelief. His jaw dropped so far that his chin hit his chest. After all the adventures he had that night, there was no way he could have imagined this was what waited for him. He smiled for the first time in a long time.
You, Drew stuttered. "You're the wise bunny."
A tiny white ball of fur looked up at him, but said nothing. Two giant teeth stuck out from its pink mouth. Its jaws moved up and down, as if it was chewing on something. Drew picked up the bunny and hugged it tight.
"Oh, wise bunny, I'm so happy to see you."
He put the bunny down and sat next to the fire. His heart raced and his legs quivered.
"How did you know it was me out there?" Drew asked.
He squinted real hard into the darkness. "I can barely see past the end of my arm." He held his hand out and looked at it. Then he showed it to the bunny. "Can you see it? I bet you can. You rabbits have good eyesight from eating carrots all day long." The bunny didn't respond. Drew got confused and a little angry.
"Are you just going to sit there, or are you going to answer me?" he said.
"Munch, munch, munch," went the bunny.
"You must have been the one," Drew said as he looked around. "There's nobody else out here."
Drew stared at the bunny. The bunny stared back.
"Don't you know how to speak?"
Drew said. The bunny blinked and hopped a little closer. Its fluffy white tail bounced along the ground. Drew shook his head.
"I'm talking to a bunny," he said. "Of course it can't talk."
He looked around again. "Then who called me over?" He thought about it for a long while before he gave up. "I guess it doesn't matter, as long as I'm safe from the zombie mosquitoes." He removed his shoes and socks and stretched out his feet by the fire to wiggle his toes.
"Ah, that feels good."
The firelight danced off his feet and turned his toes a reddish orange.
"Ha ha ha," Drew said. "My toes look like little carrots."
He pointed them at the rabbit. "Don't they, wise bunny?"
Wiggle, wiggle. "Don't they look like little carrots?"
The bunny hopped closer.
"What are you doing out here?" Drew asked.
"I thought you never went outside." "That's what it said in the book. The wise bunny always stayed inside his burrow. He never left, not even to get the tasty carrots that grew outside his door. Because if he did, the coyotes were sure to get him."
"Aren't you afraid of coyotes, wise bunny?"
It remained silent, but Drew thought he saw it lick its lips.
"There I go again," he said, "talking to a bunny and thinking it will talk back. I wonder where that voice came from, though. I bet I imagined it. Come to think of it, I bet I imagined the mosquitoes and the stream and really, well, all of it. I'm probably in my bed right now dreaming."
He paused to think for a while.
"I guess I could be dreaming." He scratched his head. "That wouldn't explain why my clothes are wet. Either I actually fell into a stream or..."
Scratch, scratch. Drew often did his best thinking while scratching.
"Aha! I got it! Dream sweats! I get them when I have bad dreams. Yeah, that's it. I'm asleep and having dream sweats. When I wake up in the morning, I'll be dry as a bug in a toaster, and I'll have a good laugh, won't I, wise bunny?" The bunny was very close. So close that Drew got a little nervous. The bunny started to moan, and a little bit of drool dripped out of the corner of its mouth. Drew's eyebrows furrowed into a tight V. If he wasn't worried before, he was now, at least a little. "What are you doing, wise bunny? Why are you so close to my toes?" Nibble, nibble. "Ow, that hurts," Drew said. "I would appreciate it if you would stop." Nibble, nibble, munch. Drew grew more confused. "Those are not for you. Go nibble on your own feet." Nibble, munch, munch. "What are you doing, wise bunny? Get your teeth out my toes." Drew shook his foot as hard as he could. "Those are not tiny carrots." Shake, shake. "I don't care what they look like, wise bunny. Hey!" Shake, shake, shake. "Do you hear me? Wise bunny, you're hurting me. Ouch!" Drew pulled the bunny off his toes and tossed it aside. It landed far away from the fire, so far that he couldn't see it anymore. At first, he was angry. Nowhere in the book did it say that the wise bunny liked to bite toes. Not that he could remember. He wanted to go find the bunny and tell how bad it had been, but he didn't get the chance. As soon as he stood up, his head started to spin. The flames danced and twisted and twirled. A weird sensation in his stomach rose into his throat, and strange dots flashed in front of his face. He tried to stay standing, but his legs became wobbly. A moment later, he fell down. As he lay on the ground, a tiny white bunny hopped back by the fire. Behind its head was a swarm of mosquitoes. A pair of giant teeth stuck out of the bunny's grinning mouth. Drew could smell the carrots on its breath.
"I am feeling so dizzy," Drew said. "What did you do to me, wise bunny? Why is everything so dark? I think I need to sleep. I must..."
He closed his eyes. The bunny hopped to Drew and picked up his arm. It hung there limply, like a piece of licorice. The bunny let the arm fall to the ground. "Well, he's one of us," the bunny said.
"Yay!"
buzzed the swarm of mosquitoes. They high-fived and fist-bumped and did a little dance. Then they stopped and grew silent, because they didn't know what to do next. After a minute, it became awkward. After 5 minutes, they started to look around and whistle. 10 minutes later, it grew silent again. Finally, one of them spoke up. "So, what should we do now?" The bunny shrugged, thought for a little, and said, "Who wants ice cream?" The mosquitoes cheered. "I want chocolate," one mosquito said. "I want vanilla," another one said. "I want carrot ice cream," the bunny said. "Oh, that sounds delightful," a third mosquito said. "Could I get that with asparagus sauce?" "Why not?" the bunny said. All the mosquitoes rubbed their bellies in delight and flew off with the bunny hopping close behind.